And it says, it's sliding past. Yes. Still 56% completed. Skip it. Is it just doing a disk check or something?
And now we're going to discover we've got no reason to meet, right? Because everything's going swimmingly.
Is everything going swimmingly? As long as it comes out in the end, that's.
Sure.
Nope.
You're
I don't think so.
But there was a number of things that came before this, right? That it sounds like they're not there yet. So you know, the GDF stuff with so Alan's view on this is we go through everything in order, like the priority is exactly the pipeline order.
Yeah.
So Camtasia you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what else, but we should check what other things were before this and what other things to do.
Yeah, I think the other thing I've got left to do before the experiments have been run is get check Camtasia work.
It's batteries we're waiting for. They're due, I was told, the beginning of this week.
Are they really, really strange batteries?
They are quite strange. It's Avril has ordered them from somewhere, possibly. No. Well, like 150 each or something like that. Well, hopefully. They should have been here last week, but Caroline then phoned up to chase them, and they were told to be here. Should be today.
So this isn't actually ruining your schedule for anything, and that's why you're waiting?
Well, we can still test whether Camtasia runs anyway. It's just the whether it's the microphones are picking up things correctly that we need
right,
to check.
Okay. So it sounds like you're not actually worried about the fact that this is...
Not yet. No. Right.
Somebody around must have a police. Somebody in the techie group will have a map on catalog.
Right. Virtual.
But you'd have to phone them and find out if they have any stuff down there.
Yeah.
I actually live not that far from them, so the half hour diversion from my morning routine.
Right.
But then again, it's also very close to the thing.
Yeah.
So it's even less of a diversion for you, probably.
No, it's just two batteries we need. No. No. Yes. Fair enough, if you want.
Right, yeah. Well, I'll be down with making that one sure. Got my phone up.
Because, you know, it's not that attractive for you to walk through.
Oh, true.
So, of all the things that were on the wiki, do I need to pull up the wiki?
It's still probably even that angle.
But you guys probably know off the top of your head, is there anything else that we were waiting on before you could run?
Can I remember the wiki? The only thing that, well, the thing that's holding me slightly up is checking whether Joe's finished. There is a working model builder, but I'm not sure if it's the finished version yet. And the
9th.
Yeah, he still had hours left. I wasn't sure if it was down to the number of hours or whether 31st of October. Certainly, right. I think he's had something like 7.
He's still got the hour. So, I thought, well, I mean, obviously, if he wants to finish off, then.
But Nijmegen has gone dead for almost the last 2 weeks.
Oh,
Well, Ellen's away, no, but I think what they had was some big review. And so I haven't heard anything back from them. So the models for. Yes, well, we don't need to make the parts are all the standard Tangram ones I had before anyway. The X-Fig thing is only when we come to building airplanes and new peculiar shapes. But for this experiment, it's just a Tangram type task. Yeah, if you've got. How recently? Nothing. I haven't heard anything from Joe for a week or so, anyway. So. Yeah. That's newer then. Yes, the last thing was in response to the thing I was saying last week about the parallelogram being the wrong way around from the model builder to the actual. Yeah, that nothing has. I haven't heard anything since from either so the Netherlands or from you. Oh, is he back? No,
yeah.
Is he? Ah, right, okay. It was after that there was the thing about why the parallelogram was a mirror image.
But you know, it's worth taking a look at what it does and making sure it does what you want, I guess. So the problem is you wanted to construct some models in it for your experiment, but you
yes.
Get some from Merleau's.
Yes. Or at least she was meant to have some idea of the level of complexity because they have actually run things and to get an idea of the sort of style and to check that they'd be all right. But all very quiet. No, it has just been email rather than a telephone type of request.
When if you get him today, when are you going to start running?
I'm down for a week. What's the 7th? Is a week today, I think.
Oh,
next week.
So you have to be ready by
that. I haven't booked anybody in or anything, but that's when I'm hoping.
Right.
We have been, of course, put back a bit by the eye tracker going down.
Makes sense.
But we're certainly needing some data in the bag by the 1st of December, I think.
Yeah. So you don't have subjects lined up, but you
no.
Expect any trouble getting them.
Hopefully not. The only other slight complication is, which will be, I think, brought up at the meeting on Thursday for all the eye tracking users.
Yeah.
The lab has been block booked again.
Bye.
Jules from psychology. Have
is there, is that a staff member? Or
yep.
Okay. Well, we kind of paid for the lab, so it depends, but I suppose talking to them sometimes solves these problems. You might, it depends on what sort of staff member is it? Is it
lecturer.
Right. I mean, presumably he or she is not learning subjects the entire.
Well, presumably not, but it's sort of quite solidly booked. For certainly 6 days, from 10 till 5 for 2 or 3 of those days.
Uh-huh. Ellen's still out of town, right? It's just, you could try calling this person and see how this works. Ellen might be more persuasive.
I can probably at least email her and ask her if she's really needing it all that time.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and then ask away, I guess. But, you know, or whether they can be put off for a bit or something. So I have no idea how the booking system works. Well, you're discussing it Thursday, right?
Well, yeah.
At the moment, it's just a booking system.
Yep. And people just, if they can log on to it, can book it.
I might talk to Ellen about that ahead of time because they may have, she and Martin may have decisions about appropriate use of the lab.
In theory, Jess is meant to have it every morning.
Oh, really? Yeah, but don't you guys set up for, isn't black booking more appropriate? Because isn't there setup involved in changing around for somebody else?
There shouldn't be any changes in the physical connections or anything.
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay. So there's no cost associated with it being mornings or afternoons?
No. As long as other people don't, for some reason, I don't know, disconnect some bits of the equipment, there's no reason why they should.
Yeah.
It's just the.
So, in the worst case, you may be able to make an argument if you actually need that week that you can come up in the mornings that week.
Yes, it's on the, it's not on the booking system, it's on a web page that Frank created about the lab, which I don't know if anybody actually knows is there.
Well, that's the time to yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you've got a lot of possible ways of getting what time you need. Of course, trying to find out.
Should be. I've also got to get Camtasia, the motor build, I've got to get Camtasia working as a sort of little multimedia thing to generate a video of how to, sort of an instructional video.
Oh yeah. This is going to take a while.
That's what I'll have to do this week. I'll do that. Yeah, and just yeah. Hopefully, there's not a problem. But as I said, Merlot's was also meant to be checking it and doing things and quiet.
How many models were you relying on her for?
It hasn't been divided up in that sort of way, but.
Is your start time going to be delayed because you don't have the models ready if she doesn't come through?
Depends how quickly I manage to get a grip of it, maybe how long it takes me to generate them, or how I get on with the Camtasia. Unsure of yet.
Can you draft Craig in to build some if necessary?
There shouldn't be any great problem. It's just checking that they're of a suitable level of complexity or whatever. Yeah, no, quite right. Yeah, which I was I was hoping for some feedback from. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You can call a Jess Telcon between you and Marlies. If it's not the with the cold calling, you can usually at least find out whether they're alive and get them.
Yes. Book a time and things. So. Right. Well, I'll try and get hold of her again today and see what. I think it was up till the end of October, so presumably today they're now free again, or taking a week off to recover. Well, hopefully it won't anyway. It's just if I then do it, I hopefully will get the right models. that's the problem. So it'll be generated. It's whether the models are optimal or
that's
not. I think that's
right. That's not like sitting there brain deadly. Some models that she needs to do. It's just provide advice about this.
Yep.
Well, what else that's about? You guys worried about it? You worried about anything? We've mostly been talking about the experiments. You gonna run out of things to do that we haven't set you up for anytime soon? The GDF thing sounds like it might take a little while.
Yeah, so I'm gonna finalize that format and once that's done, I'll gonna start looking at
the whole the dynamic region part of it that's
But you don't need anything from me for that because that's already sort of spec. I mean again that's the pair of you.
it depends how many I can book in and get running and before my brain melts. But when the experiment's running, I'll be in the lab. I can't just go in and let them get start and then come back. Some people can, but there'll certainly be time for now because I'm right next to the lab anyway. I'll come back just to check my email and things anyway. So,
Well, I'm a bit of 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 a So if it means the modern builders all have to do that, then that, so that would save quite a bit of work and save a few bucks.
Yeah, but now that the guy building these models know that they need to do the ransom stuff, do you have trouble doing it?
No.
No. So
it's just like you've got to remember what's the parts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we might want to severely cash limit the investment to making a part builder.
So how
many person days would it be worth? Like, if Craig discovered it could be done in X days.
I wouldn't bother more than one or two, certainly.
I'm thinking more of the fact that at some point we should probably tell you about this NXT stuff.
Right, yeah, well that's XML to XML to XML, isn't it? Same GDF.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, there's XML and XML, and, you know.
Yeah.
It takes scanned off links and stuff. And it's, some people, if they're not used to linguistic annotation, take a little time to get their head around the way the data model works.
Right,
and,
right.
You know,
yeah,
there's stuff to learn there, so.
Yeah, what we've heard about it is when they come up with it's going to be making sure that it fits what you expect out of the format. So.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I'll have plenty of questions for you myself at that stage, I'm sure.
Yeah, so just don't wither away, you know, weeks on fripperies when we have the real meat yet to come.
Yeah,
we'll find plenty of really, really crucial things for you to do.
I don't think you'll be twiddling your thumbs now.
Well, we'll complete the thing. We're going to get campaigns sorted out this week, and it's concentrating on the guest analyzer, the GDF stuff. Once we've done that, it's whatever you want to do once we've done the GDF.
Okay, so I'll remind myself to look at what's next before the next time
I get together. I'm GDF pretty easy for a while, so. That's what I'll set up here until this time next week, and we can start suggesting.
So you're working Monday. That means you don't want to meet, right?
Well, at 12 o'clock next Monday, the lab is technically booked by Jules.
Oh, right. It's actually next week. It's actually the week that you will
It starts the on this Wednesday and goes through to next Wednesday.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, you'll tell me whether we cancel this or whether I just have to pray. In which case, we won't be up here because we don't record twos.
Yeah.
What else? My then other complication is 2 weeks tomorrow I start my teaching.
Oh, yeah.
For I've got 2 weeks of that, four lectures and four labs. Yes. what's tomorrow is the first. So it'll be the 15th for 2 weeks. Oh, you've got your induction, that's right.
Oh yeah, you have to promise to tell us how that is.
Yes. From a total waste of time to, you know.
Yeah. But I don't expect you that yet. It's 15 minutes on a variety of different topics, so it's just.
Yeah.
I'm sure most of it already knows, like fire safety, health safety, data protection.
It's probably the university will cover itself legally, I think, by doing this.
Well,
yeah, I suppose rather than being. Nobody's bothered so far, is it? Well, I don't remember being asked for an induction, so.
Really? But you only started here.
In April.
They were supposed to, I'm sure.
I got invited to a summer garden party for new staff members, but that was. But that's all.
Oh, well.
I have one NXT question, which hopefully won't be. Well, it's not one. It's hopefully, as part of the output, it'll be something like that. Is that correct? So you've got the gaze position of the first person, gaze position of the second, mouse position of the first, mouse position of the second, and I don't know, I'll call them mouse action or something.
Yeah.
Is that just in sort of layers like that? Yes, that's just the eye movement
the
sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, eyes and mouse. Eyes and mouse.
Uh-huh.
And that's enough for you, right?
Hopefully, that's why I drew.
That can do that.
As well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was just checking that I know the language part was set up here, but this would be the new part, the new stuff. Yeah, whatever that is.
Links as well, right?
Yes, I'm not sure we need to know exactly where they are, just how many there are in each track. I don't know. I suppose it could go in. I mean, I suppose it were as well to have it.
I think
if it can.
Well, there's two views on this. If you do, then the people formulating research questions will ask about them.
Right.
But
well, just stick them in anyway, yeah.
Stick them in a different track.
Mm-hmm.
And then load them or not load them as you please. Because it's not, well, I don't know. Is it part of, so these are mutually exclusive and exhaustive sets of codes against time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Blink a part of this?
Blink would, at the moment, just get lumped in with the sort of previous gaze.
Yeah, but, mm-hmm. but isn't that
where they're looking.
So it may actually be important to have the blinks registered in there because you may discover you need to take them into account
mm-hmm.
to some kind of analysis that you're doing. So it could be that if only they hadn't had a blink just then, they would have been, I don't know what.
Yes, moving somewhere else, or it's more likely to be blinking at the same time as the other person was doing something, I think.
Not too much for lies. I'm missing stuff because people blink. I was thinking more like, you know, the person looks at a part and they've got a fixation before and after the blink in the middle. And, you know, there may be times when you want to treat that as one thing.
Yes. Normally, we just, as I say, add the blink time and duration to the previous fixation. Because you're not absorbing any new information, and that's what the critical sort of deciding factor is.
Right. Uh-huh. In that case, then these tiers are already like blink corrected.
Yes, so they'll include the. It would be as a separate tier where just to mark the actual position.
Yeah. So the key thing is here is mutually exclusive and exhaustive.
What's included and what's
any monkey business has been done around the place to correct for that. Because, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be obvious looking at that set of codes.
No, certainly not looking at the codes, no.
Yeah, I suppose if you know what I do, I just know.
Know what to look for and what not to, yeah.
I think you're saying it comes out of the eye tracker already, right?
They're already identified as blinks, then it's at what stage the software that I've used pulls the blinks, so we'll add it on. I'm not sure what the default. Yes, I'm not sure. Certainly it's listed as a separate event in the stream. Blinks are a tag from the EDF and that sort of thing. It's registered as a detection. But yeah, I mean, it won't, because of the fixation, it'll be down to what we define as a gaze. So basically, the time from when somebody starts looking at an object until they leave it. And so if they blinked a lot within that, they're still looking at that object. So it's just the time in to the time out.
Mm-hmm. Or whether we even like it, right? And want to do it
some other way.
Yeah, but I think the actual format, as it stands, does contain the blink information.
Yes.
I'm sure that's mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a blink sort of event.
But these things are corrected for blinks in this way, plus there's blink information. So,
possibly,
you know, it treats it as a fixation around blinks, and it also just happens to tell you when blinks are. Because as you were saying,
it should just be a matter of treating it, adding on the blink to the last fixation or something anyway.
If they're not still fixating on it when they come back out of the blink, then why is that the right thing to do analytically?
Well, the real reason is as long as they've been blinking, even if they then open their eyes somewhere else, that's when they start absorbing the new information.
Oh, right.
It's basically like it's just a long saccade. You kind of have visual suppression when you move, and it's the same when you're blinking, you're not taking anything in. So. That's for this sort of gaze time measure. It's not actually, fixations are still independent. So the fixation duration doesn't include the blink in the ASCII output. It's only when we start looking at sort of the total gaze, the total amount of time spent looking at one particular object, which includes all these sort of multiple fixations and any blinks and that sort of thing. It's a sort of composite viewing time. Yeah, I'm afraid. Although we'll also still need a count of the fixations, just so we can have you've got a measure of the average fixation duration. Again, just to see if they spend longer, just a more stable move eye fixation or not. Viewing times. Right,
so
yeah. Well, that's partly why I brought this up now, is I'm not sure at what point down the data path things sort of happen, but that's what I want out in the end.
Yeah.
Well, the NXT stuff will have the more complete picture because it will include combine all the linguistic stuff with all the movements and the actions. But there'll be, I suppose, just some purely eye movement stuff we could do, presumably with the GDF. And yeah, that's also why I sent you the Saarbrücken software, that the stuff that takes the ASCII sort of format originally and then just sort of compresses it and things, yeah, the German stuff, because that little utility does things like, well, you can tell it what to do with blinks, whether just to lump them in or not, what the minimum fixation duration for stable fixation would be. So you have, if it picks up fixations less than, say, 50 milliseconds, you can tell it just to, again, lump them all together. That's not a sort of reliable enough fixation. You can put in these sort of things. So that's a bit of software I sent, and that includes the source code and things as well. No, there's very little documentation, as you might imagine, for these sort of things. Yeah, so yeah, that's why. So. It also just filters it. There are a lot of strange event tags that the iLink produces that are fairly meaningless, I think. And it can stri it strips out a lot of the junk as well, so it cleans it up. Fine, possibly. Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean. It's not quite, it's not going to be quite grabbable because it is, it's written in Java.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if it's going to be
Yeah, well, yeah, so the actual. Yeah, it's always better than making too much compression to start with and then being unable to go back or, yeah, lossiness. or you'd leave very quickly. Yep. Well, I am. Dear. My page is blank still.
The leaves off the rails then.
Well, yeah. I've had a great conversation with the train conductor. So going, oh yeah, we're going to have this problem with the days of steam, because the steam would just dry out the leaves and clear them off.
Blow them off as probably as well, yeah.
Oh yeah.
You must have been around for a while.
The engines.